With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. South Carolina is under a state of emergency as wildfires ravage the state. Governor Henry McMaster made the declaration Sunday as one of the largest fires threatens residents in Myrtle Beach. The fire in the Carolina forest has burned over 1,000 acres and is 0% contained. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Fire Service says a wildfire in Polk County has destroyed at least 400 acres, also 0% contained. A hurricane-battered section of Interstate 40 in North Carolina reopens to traffic.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz says he's optimistic President Trump will restore the nation's conservative values thanks to a lot of hard work and a great team.
I got to say, in the history of the Republic, we have never seen a president hit the ground running the way Donald Trump has this second term. This first month has been incredible. And I got to say, bringing in Elon Musk, it's really kind of captured a Silicon Valley ethos of move fast and break things.
Senator Cruz said Attorney General Pam Bondi will be front and center in the effort to renew America.
They're going to be sued by Democrat attorneys general. They're going to be sued by left-wing activist groups. And she is leading the fight. And I asked, what she said in response to that. And she said two words. We're winning.
Cruz was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The latest legal battle over transgenderism is taking place in Washington State. Michael Harrington reports.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team was warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The school board in Lufkin, Texas, votes to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline is an increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their kids. Dissatisfied with the liberalism in public schools and poor performance, many parents are pulling their kids out. This is SRN News. Maine's lobster industry is experiencing its ups and downs. George Williams has more.
Maine's haul of the shellfish native to the cold Atlantic waters has declined from a figure of 11 million pounds in 2021 to just over 86 million pounds last year. A series of devastating storms is blamed for the fall off. At the same time, Maine fishermen took in more than $528 million for their hauls, the highest total since, 2021. While Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island also have lobster fishing industries, Maine's is by far the largest, accounting for nearly 78% of the country's total catch 2 years ago. George Williams reporting.
Los Angeles Department of Water and Power officials claim that they were in the dark about non-working fire hydrants ahead of the deadly Palisades wildfire. The Los Angeles Times reports that while the Los Angeles Fire Department knew months before the fires that over 1,300 hydrants were in need of repair, they did not alert DWP until mid-February. More at SRNnews.com.